I was in hospital at the time, the first time I contacted them, and I was really very unwell. And it had been that evening that I attempted suicide, and the hospital had put me in a side room to try and keep me safe while they searched my room. And I never liked talking to the staff at the hospital. I never felt comfortable in doing so because I was worried about how it would affect my care. But I knew that if I called Childline, I was perfectly able to say anything and it would never affect how people treated me in the future. So I called them in a kind of desperate attempt to calm down, and they sat and talked to me and calmed me down to the point where I wasn't going to do anything stupid again. I always worried about people kind of judging me on how ill I am and whether I deserved help. So I knew that I could call Childline, I could talk to them about anything that I'd want, and that they wouldn't say to any of the staff at the hospital, "Oh, she's all right now, she's fine."
And how helpful was it that first time you called them? What sort of advice did they give you, and did it make a difference?
Yeah, it helped me enormously. I mean, the first time I called them, I was in such a state, and the person on the other end of the phone, she sat and talked to me. She talked to me about my dog, my friends, what I liked doing outside of hospital, and what I was going to do when I was better. And to be honest, it just got me to a point where I wasn't so stressed and I wasn't so overwhelmed and panicking. I was fully planning on going back to my room and trying to end my life again, but after I'd calmed down enough, I was seeing things rationally again.
Was it kind of like a release that you could speak about it? Because had you not spoken about it to anyone before?
I was really reluctant to talk to anyone. I didn't like talking to people. I was always quite bad for that, about talking about my problems. So to be able to just say anything that I wanted and tell them everything that was going on in my head without fear of them judging me was enormous for me. And it made me a lot more confident about talking to people in the future.
And obviously there's this Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, which is getting underway today. How important do you think it is for any children who might be suffering, whether it is, you know, suicidal thoughts or something as simple as just being unhappy? How important is it that they speak out?
It's enormously important, because I'd always been an anxious child. I was always an anxious teenager. And then sometimes I wonder if maybe I'd spoken about those little worries and the things that were getting to me and getting me down that I wouldn't tell anybody, if maybe they hadn't built up to be so big and such a problem in the future. That if maybe I felt like I was able to tell people that I was anxious or tell people that I was unhappy, I wouldn't have had to wait till it was at crisis point to get help.